United Citizens for Better Water is collecting signatures for a proposed ballot initiative that would prohibit the city from using chloramine, a combination of chlorine and ammonia, to disinfect its water. The group also is collecting background information, and organizer Amanda Mitchell has requested records on the project, which has been going on for about a decade. During the meeting with Assistant City Manager David Martin and City Clerk Katie Suter, they talked about the history of the project, but the main point of the meeting was to determine what public records the group wants and how to find them. They started with a discussion of the original study from consulting firm CH2M Hill.
So CH2M Hill spent a lot of time studying the water, studying the watershed, the treatment process, the whole thing. And at some point, and I don't have the exact date on it, came back with basically two orders of magnitude in saying that you can either do this or for X amount of dollars, or you can do this.
Did you get a report, an actual report on that?
Because I have not been able to find one.
So what
I'm saying, and to be quite honest, I haven't put the time in to search for the report. A report that you have, because it's probably in council minutes as a council packet at whatever time that meeting occurred.
Martin explained that while the document is available, finding the right one is not always that easy. The city doesn't keep all records in one place, and staff would have to sift through a significant amount of paperwork to find everything the group requested, some actually on paper even, because the project dates back to before the city's electronic record system. The city had told Mitchell that fulfilling all the requests for information about the project would cost the group about $1,400 because of the staff time that would be required. If they can get the searching time down to 5 hours or less, it would be free. Mitchell said a list of contracts related to the project would be helpful, but she also wanted to know what options CH2M Hill presented to the city, and group members had specific questions about the city's water treatment system. Martin recommended that they talk with Water Division Manager John Kleiniger, who's on leave right now but will be back on the job next week. That discussion also could refine the records request.
He may very well be able to say almost definitively to the year, and if he is able to point you in that direction towards a specific shorter range of time for council minutes or what may have you, then either you can find it, depending where it's available, or like I say, it greatly reduces staff's time to search.
Mitchell agreed to contact Kleiniger when he returns and will try to arrange a tour for some of the United Citizens group members of the city's water treatment facility. Near the end of the meeting, one of the group members thanked Martin and Suter for their help and noted that a lot of residents had just found out about the city's plan to switch to chloramine. That sparked a response from both city officials. Suter said all council decisions are advertised beforehand, conducted publicly, and reported afterward. Martin added to her comments.
If people don't read the paper, if people don't listen to the radio, if people don't care enough about what's going on, okay, and then all of a sudden, nobody told me about this, I don't buy it. I'm speaking directly to what Bud said. We just found out about it. People didn't just find out about it. People finally started paying attention.
They certainly are paying attention now. In addition to a website and its ballot initiative petition, the United Citizens group has more than 200 people following its Facebook page, and about that many residents showed up for a presentation about chloramine by a representative from the Office of National Consumer Advocate Aaron Brockovich. The group also hopes to make an impression at the next Ketchikan City Council meeting and is asking its supporters to show up wearing blue shirts. The city of Ketchikan had planned to start the ammonia injection this month, but had not given a specific date. At the request of the United Citizens group, the council told city management to wait at least until after the council's next meeting, when the topic will be on the agenda. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.